You're listening to the Volleyball by Design podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about my top takeaways of 2020 and how I'm going to use that to fuel my goals for 2021. So this is an episode you definitely don't want to miss. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Coach Brian Singh, and after 11 years coaching competitive volleyball and as a head coach of a college team, I've become obsessed with helping athletes and coaches improve their knowledge and skills of the game by teaching them how to train efficiently and effectively to ultimately reach their volleyball goals. I've created the Volleyball by Design podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies so you can get clarity and apply what you learn right away. This is the Volleyball by Design podcast. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 28 of the Volleyball by Design podcast. I'm your host. My name is Coach Brian Singh, and I'm your host for today's podcast. And if you're a regular listener, you guys know what it is. Thanks again for tuning in to another great episode, I hope at least. And if you are a new listener, welcome to the show, welcome to the pod. I hope you find some value in the volleyball conversation that we're going to have today. And you got a lot to get caught up on. I mean, we're 28 episodes in, so I hope you enjoy binge listening to the previous episodes. So before we get into it, let's do a couple announcements. So as many of you know, if you've been listening to the pod over the last couple episodes, January 3rd, save that date, I'm doing a free coaches workshop on January 3rd. All right, you can go to digitalvolleyballacademy.com and you can join the wait list and get notified when I for more information. Or you can, you know, follow me on Instagram. For those of you that are see me on the grams, you know I'm always posting great stuff there about volleyball. You can find me on Instagram at BrianSingh_CoachB, and I will be posting more information closer to that date. But January 3rd. Can't wait. It's going to be a really great coaches workshop. We're talking specifically on offense. It's going to be a great episode on offense, or workshop on offense. The last one I did was an efficiency workshop back in October. Got a ton of great feedback. So this one, I hope to, it's going to be, you know, just as valuable, maybe even more. We'll see. We're trying to always get better every time. All right. And if you could do me a quick favor, you could pause this episode right now. Hit that subscribe button. Give me a good review, you know, 5 stars if you're feeling nice. And more importantly, let me know what you think about the show. Write a nice review for me. You know, what you like about it, dislike, doesn't matter. As long as I get that feedback so I can, you know, cater my episodes more to what you guys want to learn potentially. Because at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to educate, you know, the world and stuff like that. All right. So let's talk volleyball. Let's do it. We are going to talk about 2020. Oh, man, 2020. What a crazy year in every industry and just the world with the pandemic that's going on. And it is, you know, I say this where I'm very fortunate that I get to talk about volleyball and how we can use 2020 as a lesson and all the takeaways I had. But, you know, we really have to acknowledge the fact that many people have lost their jobs, have had a really tough time. And if you're listening to this and you're one of those people who've really struggled during the pandemic, listen, I'm with you. I feel for you. I'm here to help in any way that I can. Volleyball is my outlet where I try to support and help, you know, coaches around the world and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm here. I'm here for you if you need that. All right. So I do want to acknowledge and recognize that I know it's been tough for a lot of people. Okay. Having said that, it's a volleyball pod, so let's talk about some of the takeaways that I've gotten over the last 12 months, and how I'm going to use these going into 2021. So the first one, and I think is the most obvious takeaway, is the ability of online learning. I mean, Zoom is now a regular name. Like, when you hear Zoom, there's no question what you're talking about. You're talking about, you know, video chat. You're talking about Zoom meetings, Zoom webinars. Like, these are things that are a normal name now. And, you know, just last year, if you said Zoom, unless you knew what Zoom was, you may not have been aware of the fact that you can have video meetings. So why is this important in our volleyball world? Well, you think about, you know, one of the biggest challenges coaches have is gym time. You know, gym time is always a challenge. Not only does it cost money, but you, if you're in a big club, you got to share with other teams. Sometimes, you know, gym is a scarce resource. There's not enough gym space out there, and you have to, you know, allude to other things. So gym space is a problem. Well, because of this pandemic, we were able to take a lot of things off the court and get them accomplished online, such as, you know, whether you're talking about offensive and defensive strategies, whether you're talking about establishing your team culture and code of conduct and whatever the case is. But there are so many examples where Zoom was able to come in as a substitute for gym time. And I'll tell you the ways that, you know, I used it, and I've talked to coaches about how they've used it. And really, I'll give you a list of things that we've done, but team meetings. So for our college gym, we normally have team meetings once a week. And because of COVID, our gym actually closed down completely. Our season got canceled. So there was no varsity season for our college team, unfortunately. So at the beginning, we had our team meetings. I met a lot of players. Well, actually, not me. I knew all the players. But the team met a lot of their teammates for the first time over a Zoom meeting. So team meetings were able to be online. Film sessions were able to be online. You could do a lot of team bonding where they do activities online. Guest coaches were able to now, again, sometimes it's tough to have a guest coach come in your gym. They have to worry about travel and who knows where they live. And we were able to have guest coaches come in. I was a guest coach for many teams. And the crazy thing is, not just in Toronto where I live, I was a guest coach for teams all around the world where I got to share my knowledge. Now that in itself is a pretty cool thing. I mean, the fact that you could have a guest coach from anywhere around the world speak to your team in the comfort of their own home, I mean, that's revolutionizing certain parts of our game. We had, I facilitated online games with teams. So the whole takeaway is that we can get a ton of things accomplished online in addition to what we're going to do in the gym. Now, for many of you who've been, who COVID hasn't really affected, you know, gym closures and stuff like that, that's great. But for a lot of us, it has. So I asked myself, and same thing I talked to my staff about is, you know, how can we learn from the ability to go online? What can we take back when the pandemic's over? I know it's not over yet, but, you know, eventually it's going to be over. You know, the vaccines are coming out, and I know it's getting worse before it gets better, especially out here in Toronto where I am. Our cases have been going significantly up. But, you know, the online learning space is going to revolutionize the coaching industry, because now there's a birth of a new coaching style / teaching style, which is in the online space, right? Before, I mean, you could take an online class, sure, and you could, you know, there's certain things you could do online, but the practice of online instruction for volleyball wasn't really there. But now, it is something that we can take advantage of as long as you do it appropriately, you know how to do it. So we, as a coaching staff, and I myself, well, I'm also a teacher. Like, teaching's my life. So I'm always looking at how can I enhance the experience of, you know, my students and my athletes. And the online space has definitely allowed us to do that. So I want you to think about this, right, in your own coaching practice. How can you leverage the online space to better serve your athletes, to create a better experience, to make them learn certain things in a more effective way, or have the online space be in addition to whatever you do in practice when you're teaching a new particular skill or concept and so forth. This is a tool that I don't see going away. And if you're able to adapt now, I mean, you're setting yourself up for significant success going forward, because a lot of athletes, think about it. The athletes, we're going to be hitting a year soon where the athletes have learned to adapt to being comfortable online, learning online, taking online instruction. So now that they have the ability to do that, as long as you create an environment where it allows it, you know, it fosters great positive learning, I don't see it going away. And I think that we as coaches going forward into 2021, we have to adapt and learn how to use it. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of coaches who don't want to use it because it's a challenge, and you know, everything face to face is better, which 100% it is, by the way. I'm not saying eliminate face to face stuff, like one on ones, for example. When I do my team one on ones, I still intend to do it in person, not on a Zoom call, because you need that in person interaction. It's a lot better. But at the same time, I'm going to look at ways where I can implement the online space. And I'll give you one little thing that I plan on doing. I'm not going to get into too much on this episode, but one of the things I plan on doing is when I teach a specific skill and practice or a strategy or a system or whatever the case is, I plan on reinforcing that with some online material. So whether I have another, you know, let's say on Monday I teach a skill and practice. Well, maybe Tuesday we have a meeting as a team online where I go over some of the takeaways from that skill that I taught, some of the ways that we're going to use it, and I can answer questions about it and stuff like that. So now I'm reinforcing what I taught them in practice. We call this differentiated instruction. In the world of teaching, right, differentiated instruction is this concept where you deliver a lesson in multiple different ways to accommodate for multiple different learning styles, all right? So this is now, I'm adding a different layer of this where I'm delivering a lesson or, you know, in the gym, but then I'm adding an extra, I wouldn't call it a lesson, but an extra resource for them to go online and I can show them other ways of, you know, learning that same skill that I taught in practice. This may seem small, but this is huge, because now you're just by doing that, your team's going to understand what's going on much faster. Your players by default will get better because they're going to have more of an understanding on what's going on. And it's just overall, it's a great way to support your players. Yes, it's going to take more time because you're going to be off the court. It is extra time. However, the end result is so far greater than the extra time that it's going to take you to do this. And I'm not saying you need to do it for everything, but this is just one way, just one simple tactic that you can use to reinforce a skill that you're going to be teaching inside the gym. So, you know, the online learning space, it's incredible. I'll give you another one. I said I was going to give up. I'll give you another one. And I mentioned this, I think, I can't remember what episode, but this was in the beginning, maybe back in June. This, I want you to write this down. And if you're in the car, don't write this down. But it's this app that I use. It's a website. It's called Kahoot. K-A-H-O-O-T. Kahoot. And the website is kahoot.it. Now, this tool is amazing. What it is, it's a trivial multiple choice type tool. You go in, you create the questions and the answers, and the players, wherever they are, you can do this over Zoom, which is what I've been doing, or you can do it in a classroom. The players will all log in. They'll get to create their nickname, and you'll have a pin that you give them, and then they'll all take this Kahoot quiz together. So let's say, I don't know, let's say you did a skill, you did passing, and you talked about elevating your shoulders, angle to target, you know, how to create a platform, and you taught specific cues, specific skills that you want the players to learn. So now they do it, they practice skill and practice, and you go home. Well, you can sign on the next day as a team, it's like 15 minutes, and we can do a Kahoot quiz. And what's cool, it's like a competition. They're all competing against each other, and they all get points. So if you answer the question right, you get, you know, points allocated towards you. And it's also cool because if you answer it the fastest among the group that's taking the test, you get extra points. And at the end, they show the winners. So here's what this does. It reinforces what you just talked about in practice. It gives them a chance to use the material, to practice the material without actually practicing it on the court, but they're practicing the material, they're understanding the terminology, whatever technique you taught them, and they're being held accountable for it because now they're competing with their friends, which means they're going to want to learn it even more and want to perform at that high level. And after the Kahoot quiz is done, now that they've dealt with that material for a second time, they're more likely to retain way more than they would have if you just had that one practice where you went over the technique and the fundamentals and all that stuff. So Kahoot is another way that we can leverage the online space to further the education, to further the learning of our athletes. So I'm going to stop there when it comes to the online learning, because I've been talking about it for the last like 12 minutes. But this is all the things that I mentioned, significant way of working towards our future. And this is revolutionizing coaching. I don't know if you guys realize that, but this is revolutionizing the way that we deliver information to our players. And if we stay up to, if you as a coach right now, if you start implementing this in your practices and your game planning and your seasonal planning, you're going to be so far ahead, because I guarantee you in 5 years, this is going to be a standard where there's going to be a ton of online aspects to your to teams, period. All right. One other thing that I've taken away as well, so the online learning was a big one. I've taken away analyzing film, looking at film. I don't know about you coaches out there, but looking at film, the amount of times that I've looked at film and broken down certain plays, and I may sound like a broken record, and I'm sorry if I do, but it's unreal, because you can look at film a ton of times and learn so much more about the game. And I've learned so much more about the game by just looking at high level volleyball and analyzing it and breaking it down. And I share a lot of that on Instagram, where I sometimes break down footage that I find online and share it with the world. So you can go to my Instagram account, BrianSingh_CoachB, and check it out, and you'll see some of the analysis videos that I post. But the amount of learning that took place for me watching film, seeing teams from all around the world play and different styles of play and different things that they're doing, like, it's incredible to watch. And I don't know if you realize, but just by looking at film, just by sitting down looking at film, you're getting better. Like, I'm a coach that I can wholeheartedly say I probably got a lot better over this pandemic in terms of my volleyball knowledge, because of the amount of film I watch. Again, I wasn't able to be on the court, which is unfortunate. I wasn't able to interact with my players on the court. But because of the amount of film I looked at, I picked up on things. And of course, I wrote them down. I shared them with my staff. And it definitely is helping going forward. When we open back up again, I have some really cool ideas that I'm going to be sharing with my team and implementing because of what I've learned and seeing other teams do around the world. So coaches listening to this, add film into your routine. Not just film on your team, but regular film, on high level volleyball. If you're off, I know many of you out there are probably in your club season right now, so that's okay. But I know with the numbers going up, gyms are closing down, and you're gonna have a lot of extra time on your hands because you don't have access to a gym. Just 20 minutes, watch some film, high level film. Okay, watch that. A couple other things. I got a chance to work with a lot of coaches and teams. There's no real lesson to this, I guess I can say, but it was very humbling and a really great experience of, being invited to be a guest coach for a lot of teams all around the world, I might add, who, I get it. Sometimes if you have these Zoom meetings, on a weekly basis with your team, sometimes your team gets sick and tired of hearing, their coach, because they're saying the same thing over and over again. Maybe you might want a different coach to come in and shed a little light or give a little perspective or reinforce what the coach has been saying the whole time. It just takes that different voice. So I've been fortunate enough where I got a chance to be a guest coach for a lot of different teams all around the world. And you know what? If you're a coach and you've been listening to my podcast, and you'd like for me to be a guest coach for one of your teams or your club for that matter, just let me know. Honestly, I'm all about growing the game. I love to grow the game. I love to talk volleyball. And if I can help your team in any way I can, just send me a DM on Instagram. Okay, BrianSingh_CoachB. Send me a DM on Instagram and just let me know. Hey, say, hey, I heard on your podcast, or I've been listening to your podcast, and I'd love for you to be a guest coach for our team. And let's try to set something up, okay? I have been doing a ton of teams, and I really enjoy doing it. The coaches have given me some great feedback, saying the players got a lot of value at it, which I'm happy about. So just let me know, and I have no problem providing that to you, providing I have the time, of course. If I have 100 teams, it's not going to work. But, if you're the first person that reaches out to me, chances are you got a good shot. But Don't worry, just reach out to me and we'll try to work it out, okay? So that's one thing too I want to add in addition to just getting a chance to work with other teams. And it's really cool, like working with teams in the States, in the US, in Canada, seeing the difference and the different types of questions that are being answered. You know, like in the US, you know, players specialize a lot early, so the questions are a bit different. But, you know, in Canada, there's no specialization until, you know, 16, 17 U. So players are playing multiple different positions. So it's a different, like the questions are different in terms of systems and play versus in the US where a lot of specialization happens earlier. So it's really interesting, you know, different types of, even, you know, I did a team in Australia. That was a lot of fun. Again, just different mindset, different way of looking at the game. So it actually, you know, like between us, it made me a better coach because I got to see the different perspectives, the different training styles, like what people are putting an emphasis on in different parts of the world. So that was kind of cool to get a chance to work with coaches and players around the world. So I enjoyed that. Another takeaway for me was, again, no lesson in this per se. Maybe I can find a lesson, but I collaborated with a lot of pro volleyball players over the pandemic. Some of them are I've known for years, but others I haven't known for years. Like just last week, I interviewed Dustin Watt on the pod, and I mean I've known of Dustin for a long time, but we haven't really talked. We've only talked, you know, once in a while through. Through the online space, but you know, nothing too crazy. But even me and him have been able to build a relationship, and I get a chance to pick his brain about, you know, how it is in Poland and his style of play and stuff like that. So collaborating with pro players has been a real blessing for me, and I think that I've gotten a chance to pick up on a couple things as well from these guys. Again, they're playing at the highest level in the world, so they definitely have some great volleyball knowledge to share. And if you haven't got a chance to listen to some of the podcasts, like I've interviewed a few pro players on the podcast, go take a look. I interviewed Micah Maha, who's a setter in France, Shawan Vernon Evans, who's an opposite in Italy, you know, Dustin Watt, and as I mentioned before, and I've interviewed a ton of other coaches in their special field. So go take a look at those, and they're definitely great episodes that I think you'll find valuable. And I mean, just, you know, like listen to the last week one, for example, like Dustin talking about the split step and, you know, implementing that in his game and how the importance of the split step is. And another one that completely blew me away, but like digging with every part of your body, like Dustin practices digging with his chest. Like he has a specific technique that he uses to dig with his chest. Like that was interesting to me because I've never really thought about that before in that kind of way. So that was kind of cool. And the last takeaway I'll say, in terms of volleyball related was, you know, working with coaches inside Digital Volleyball Academy, which many of you know is my signature membership, where I help coaches all around the world grow and really change the lives of their athletes. My goal really, and my takeaway is I want to reach more coaches. Like I want to reach more coaches to help more, because the amount of change and growth that I'm seeing inside Digital Volleyball Academy is incredible. And I'm so lucky because, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't have this type of, I didn't have this type of mentor when I was just starting out. Like, you know, later on, I finally found a mentor and it just fast-tracked my volleyball growth as a coach. I couldn't believe that. Sometimes I hit myself in the head wondering why I didn't get a mentor earlier because of how much faster I grew as a coach. So I want to be that mentor. I want to be that person that other coaches can lean on and, you know, lean on my experience and I can help them grow. So, you know, getting to work with coaches inside DVA has been a blessing, and I've really got a chance to help them become better coaches and, you know, really help their teams. So one of my personal goals and another takeaway is I want to reach more coaches in 2021 for sure and be able to grow this game and help their teams ultimately succeed. So that's another one for me. And yeah, that's it in terms of volleyball. But here's a little personal. I should do an episode on my personal life, like the day in the life of Coach B. I don't know if anybody would be interested in that, but just to see what I go through on a regular. But I know, you know, my wife and I want to spend, I spent a ton of time in the pandemic with my family, which is great. I love it. And I want to continue that in 2021. Like when this pandemic slowly goes away, I mean, who knows? Maybe it doesn't go away in 2021. I don't know. I'm wishful thinking. But if we can start getting back to normal, I want to make sure that I don't just, you know, as being a varsity coach it takes a toll. And as well as I have another job as a teacher. So between the two of them, there's not a lot of time I have for my family. So I definitely want to make sure that stays top priority, top priority, because that's going to be huge for me. Just to have that. I want that. I'm a very family oriented person. So I want to make sure that stays consistent. And that was a big takeaway for me too, getting a chance to spend time with my family in 2020. Huge. I've never got a chance to spend that much time at home, and it was great. I enjoyed it. I got a chance to play with my daughter quite a bit. Like, she's now 2 and 5 months, and she's just talking nonstop. It's a lot of fun, but she's nonstop talking, and we play some volleyball too. Like, I'm teaching her, you know, platform and how to put her hands together. So she has some fun with that. And one thing, hey coaches, here's the thing for you. Like, one, if I could tell you, if you have young kids or you're thinking about having kids, the one of the toughest skills, especially for female volleyball players, I don't know why, and I could be completely off, but this is just my opinion and what I've noticed, but for volleyball players, especially female volleyball players, depth perception is the most difficult skill to learn, because that's what hurts them down the road the most. Like, being able to read, it comes to reading, you know what I'm saying? Like, when someone serves the ball, being able to read and interpret that ball and then make a decision to go and pass it and how to pass it and do all that stuff. But what that really comes down to is depth perception. You know, being able to react to a ball that's being served across the net and understanding that depth. So I've been working with Vanessa. Vanessa's my daughter. I've been working with Vanessa since she was born. I bought her a ball pit. And Amazon, by the way, Amazon's really inexpensive. A ball pit, you just fill it with balls, so she can play with it. And I've been throwing balls at her and having her catch and stuff like that from since she was like 3 months. My wife thought it was crazy to buy a ball pit. But I was like, no, she needs a ball pit. She needs to get used to having balls thrown at her and you know, she throwing balls back and all this stuff. But this is before she could even crawl, but it didn't matter. I wanted her to get used to a flying object coming so she knows how to read it, interpret it, and do something with it. Okay? And I'm telling you, may think I'm crazy, but this is significant, because when she's now older, she's 2, she can catch, she can throw, and I'm talking like I throw it from a good distance, and she's able to look at that ball, read it, and understand to put her hands to catch it. Now, the further I go, the harder it is for it to catch, so she can't do that perfectly yet, but when she gets to 3 or 4, you know, my distance is going to go even further back. Her hand-eye coordination is going to be significantly better. And then eventually, you know, when it comes to understanding how to put a platform to a ball, that is going to be a no-brainer, because now she can catch, she can read, she can interpret. And don't get me wrong, I'm still training the platform and training the platform to the ball too. That's still happening. But now, you know, that depth perception, that being able to react really fast is going to come into play, and it's definitely going to pay dividends. I guarantee you she's going to see results much faster because she'll have that depth perception. So if you got young kids, or even if your kids are at a stage where they're still learning the game, this is something that's significant. Train it, because you're saving so much time down the road, so much time. So that's my little off the topic, how I'm teaching my young daughter to play volleyball right now, is just understanding that. She has no idea what she's doing, but she knows she's having fun with dad. She gets to throw the ball back and forth, and yeah, sometimes it hits her, but that's okay, right? She's a tough girl, and we kind of go from there. All right, so I'm going to bring it to an end here for my takeaways for 2020. I am going to do an episode probably, I don't want to just, something about my 2021 goals, but it's going to tie into a lot of this, so I'll be repeating myself, but I'll maybe dive more deeper into what I plan on doing. But for now, we'll leave it as the 2020 goals, the 2020 takeaways. That's the last episode for, let me just look at my calendar here. Next week, Sunday, is the 27th, so you won't be hearing me until after Christmas. So I wish you guys, for those of you that celebrate Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays. And for anyone that's off for the holidays, you know, wish you Happy Holidays. And I mean, I'm sure there's many other celebrations in many different cultures and religions, so I don't want to get to all of them. I don't want to, you know, forget anyone, so I'll just go with the Christmas one. So I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and I'll see you again before the New Year. And before I let you go, January 3rd, write it down. It's 2 weeks from now, my free volleyball workshop, coaches workshop. All right, coaches, this is for you. It's going to be great. I can't wait to see you guys inside the training. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I guarantee you're going to come away with some great volleyball stuff when it comes to offense. All right. Well, that's it for me. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you next week on another episode of the Volleyball by Design podcast. Take care. All right, cue the music. Look, are you at the stage you want to be in your volleyball journey? How would it feel to get clarity on your training, and instead of taking months to get better, you could improve in weeks, if not days? When I was a young coach and player, I felt this way all the time. The truth is, after I got some great advice on how to be efficient, my learning curve grew exponentially. Let me show you how to be more efficient and effective in this game. I invite you to check out CoachBTraining.com for more resources that you can use to take your game to the next level. I look forward to helping you reach your volleyball goals.